It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Hi. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Ready to get something? You ready to get something for free?
Yeah. For free?
Are you ready to win?
Yes.
There are the touchstones. Right now, we've got a $50 gift certificate to the Silver Diner.
Ooh.
Or as Beth Ann calls it, the Silver Dinner.
Mm. The Sliver Dinner.
Check out all the super station deals at WJFK.com or WJFK.com. Check out all the superstation deals.
You know, you would think with the way she is, she'd be a marvelous typist.
$50 gift certificate to the Silver Diner.
Uh-huh. Instead, she uses her feet.
Check out all the superstation deals at WJFK.com. Now you can purchase a $50 gift certificate for only $25.
Wow. Who's making money on that?
Caller 100 gets the Silver Diner dinner. Valued at $50.
Wow.
Good luck to each and every one of you. And now, without further ado, let's get back to the final buzz of the afternoon with Buzz Burbank, the highest rated newsman in daytime television.
I knew you were going to Barker. I just didn't know when.
Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah, it's a really good voice.
Wonderful, Walter.
Thank you, Bob. So, life on Mars?
I like this.
Mission managers at Cape Canaveral say they could make a major discovery on Mars any day. Now, that's a funny thing for them to say. All they have to do is start digging. NASA's Phoenix spacecraft made a dramatic landing on the red planet Sunday at the end of a 10-month trip.
Very cool. The pictures are so much sharper than they have been before.
Yes.
Very cool to see all of this. I enjoy it when they show the nerds that are in the control room that are kind of getting all, you know, that's
happy.
Their moment because they've waited so many months for this to happen.
Right.
And now they get there a little faster and they can do more things. And the water, if there is water in that soil that they're digging up, will tell us whether there might be some creepy crawlers on the planet.
Microbes, if nothing else. It's the first spacecraft ever to land near Mars' North Pole, and it landed right on target from nearly 10,000 miles away.
Right by Martian Santa Claus.
Yes, the Martian Santa Claus that's there with the little tree.
That's right.
36-year-old Kurt Havelock was arrested back in January for plotting a massacre at the Super Bowl. He allegedly sent threatening messages. He got a rifle and 200 rounds of ammunition and drove to the University of Phoenix Stadium as preparations were underway for the big game. He reportedly then had a change of heart and turned himself in. Now, he says his actions were misunderstood and that he's not guilty of the crimes with which he's been charged.
BS.
A judge, however, has refused. I think a judge essentially has said the same thing here, Mike.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you go all day with that, and you're done. Forget it, whether you turn yourself in or not.
His request to have the case dismissed has been dismissed. He goes on trial June 10th.
We have the judge's ruling here.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Your Honor, thank you for the ruling. You're saying that he's guilty. What was that?
Hey, what's going on this side?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Bees. Bees began besieging a building in the borough of the Bronx, but botanists bullied the bees back.
We have a tape of the bees as well, Buzz.
Do we?
Yeah, let's listen to the bees.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. Wait, that's the wrong tape.
Those are fierce bees.
Go ahead. Continue with your story.
Oh, can I repeat what I said?
Yes, please do.
I have a feeling you didn't hear it.
Okay.
Bees began besieging a building in the borough of the Bronx, but botanists bullied the bees back. See, I knew if you stopped.
He loves that.
Yeah,
you
got to
stop
and
smell the bees.
I was too busy trying to find my bee sound effect.
I know, bees.
Yeah. Bees, they're ripping my flesh off.
Well, everything's okay now. In New York, bees overpopulated and escaped from a botanical garden and attached themselves to the side of an apartment building, terrifying the people inside. 10,000 chicken-like bees.
With white fluffy feathers.
That's not the right one.
I don't think so.
Right.
The chicken says...
No, that's not
a bee either.
God damn it.
Experts sprayed the resting swarm with sugar water, scraped them into containers, and shipped them off to an organic farm in Connecticut.
There they are.
I don't know where the hell they are. Well, that's as close as we're going to get today.
Okay, good enough.
Very good.
Bee wranglers say that since they also captured the queen bee, people need no longer live in fear.
I got captured.
It was the third major sighting of a bee swarm in New York in the last couple of weeks.
I had 5 swarms already up in Connecticut. I haven't seen that in over 20 years.
And our bee wrangler says that having all these bees is really a good thing.
Everything that you eat, you need pollination. So the bees, you don't have bees, guess what? Food prices are going to go up. You're not going to have your watermelons, your squash, your eggplants, all of it. They need pollination. Bumblebees can only do so much.
Bumblebees can only do so much.
That's right, the bumblebees. I have more than enough hair down there.
You want your squash?
I'm Ned Ulock.
You want your watermelons?
We need bees.
Bees,
that's
Dad.
Right.
Oh, we found the bees. Here we go.
Oh, good.
Here's the bee sound effect. Cue the bees. No. Yeah, now here they are. No. God damn it. All right. Another day.
Now, while some folks are allergic to bee stings or pollen, there's one group that claims to be allergic to Wi-Fi. In Santa Fe, New Mexico, people who work in buildings served by wireless internet service say they get chest pains and other symptoms.
From Wi-Fi?
From Wi-Fi.
I wouldn't doubt it.
They said they've banded together now, and they're asking that Wi-Fi be banned from public buildings.
It's right up there with cell phones causing brain tumors.
They say
sure.
that cell phones bother them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they also claim, this group of people who say they're allergic to Wi-Fi, they claim that to keep those wireless signals in place is a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the city attorney there in Santa Fe checking to see if they might also have a discrimination case.
You guys telling the truth?
You bet your ass!
Hate the Wi-Fi.
There you have it.
They hate it.
The Subway sandwich chain is having an essay contest called Every Sandwich Tells a Story. The rules, however, specifically state that homeschooled kids need not apply.
There's my essay.
No homeschooled kids.
I'll have the hot pastrami.
The contest is, according to the rules, only for elementary school kids who have attended public, private, or parochial schools.
That leaves you out, Brad.
Today's salute to Brad. This home teacher is now part of a nationwide boycott of Subway.
Hold it, sorry.
Because of this?
Well, there's about 2 million homeschoolers, and I would say about half of them are doing it. We've actually heard from some franchisees about, asking us not to boycott.
Keep that kid quiet.
Like a baby mill.
Right.
Oh, homeschooling. Time flies when you're indoors gambling. Yesterday was the 30th anniversary of casino gambling in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Amen, brother. And I've been there. I love that town. I like Vegas better, but AC will do just fine.
Do you remember the name of the first casino to open in Atlantic City on the boardwalk there?
I'm going to tell you that.
You know this, but it's fun to try to remember.
Is it Resorts International?
That's it. You win.
Oh, baby.
You're going to the Silver Dinner.
Yes, sir.
I thought it was O'Mara's by the Bay.
Resorts. Merv Griffin's Resorts.
Yeah.
It wasn't Merv Griffin's at that time. It was simply Resorts. He bought it later.
That's right. Very good. Go to the head of the class.
I don't know how my brain works, but sometimes it works. Buzz?
Yes.
We have to congratulate Joseph Walls.
Uh-huh.
Sugar Walls. Joseph Sugar Walls.
Hello, Walls.
Of Annandale. He wins a $50 gift certificate to Silver Diner.
Cool.
Congratulations to Joseph.
Finally, not long ago, getting slimed was a bad thing in a fun way. Now it's a good thing in a fun way. Now there's adult slime.
Ooh.
It's a sex toy that has flavors.
Sex toy's good.
Flavors and sensations like hot, relax, love, and elegance. Wet naps not included.
Mm-hmm.
And in Saskatchewan, Canada, there's a town called Regina. I think that's how it's pronounced.
Regina.
Anyway.
Regine.
A male doctor there in Regina, or however it's said.
Regine.
A male doctor there has been arrested on 8 sexual assault charges involving a 19-year-old female patient.
Is this in Canada?
It is.
I believe it really is Regina.
Regina, Canada.
I think it's Regina. Really do think it's Regina.
That makes this story even better, Mike.
All right,
is it down
good.
In the valley?
Because this doctor arrested on sexual assault of a 19-year-old female patient. She filed her complaint, by the way, on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, in Regina.
But the doctor's name, I think you should know this before we go. The doctor being investigated there in Saskatchewan, Edward Poon. Doctor, that's right, Dr. Edward Poon.
This is in Canada?
Dr. Poon. That's right. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow, that's an ending, Buzz. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Name's Poon.
I want to tell you.
Three Canadian hunters.
Three Canadian hunters. I believe it is Regina, though, if
that's,
I'm not mistaken.
That makes the story better.
Our thanks to the good movie guy we had on today, David White. David is a film critic for movies.com and also a regular contributor from MSNBC.com. You can look for him there. Also, our thanks to good guy Bill Maher.
Yeah.
His This show is Real Time with Bill Maher, Friday nights at 11 on HBO. Bill Maher will be appearing this Thursday, May 29th at 8 p.m. at DAR Constitution Hall. For tickets, go to LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster, and he might already be sold out, but if you can get tickets, you're lucky. He does a great show.
Yeah.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, mm-hmm. and is heard exclusively on the Regina on the Regina One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to give pleasure or not to give pleasure. That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler to sit in front of the TV by oneself and pleasure one. I'm out.
Wow.
I ran out of gas.
I thought for sure that was going to go on and on.
Be like Buzz Burbank.
That's right.
Pleasure thyself, pleasure her as well. Mm-hmm. That's my reminder for this
That's
evening.
Nice.
All right.
Thank you, and good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
Gay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.